With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, based in London, writes the political economics column. And there's so much vaccine nationalism, I'm just going to choose a few of these strands to say, well, now, Joe, the European Union is wonderful in finding reasons to object to almost everything, including the vaccine. Greece halts J&J rollout pending EMA review. And in addition to that, we have the European minister in charge of the vaccines, in charge of rolling the vaccines out, Thierry Breton, has said that the EU may not renew its contract with AstraZeneca because of its persistent shortfalls. He speaks very well of Pfizer. So though it's been a week since we've talked about this, I would summarize that the European Union is no more organized about getting the vaccine to its citizens than it was a week ago. Is there frustration about the European Union, or have people stopped reading this story?
No, it is enormously frustrating because the health consequences of a botched vaccine rollout are so severe. I mean, remember, a lot of these continental countries are currently in the grip of another wave of the disease that is pushing people into hospitals. It is claiming lives. So, I mean, this is pretty serious business. And yet it really looks like the gang that can't shoot straight when they're trying to organize these things. I mean, they have to chuckle at the story that you were recounting about the EU official who's threatening to cancel a contract with AstraZeneca for failure to deliver doses. Because last week you and I were talking about all of the people that the EU said they did not want to give the AstraZeneca vaccine to on questionable safety grounds. So, I mean, these people can't decide whether they think the vaccine is safe or not and whether they think it's effective or not. And then as soon as they've concluded that it is safe or effective, they don't want to give it anyway because they're in the middle of some kind of commercial dispute. And meanwhile, somehow we managed to be getting shots into arms in the U.S. and in the U.K. and in Israel and in some other countries around the world. So this is not a good moment at all for a lot of leaders, both at the European Union level in Brussels and at the member state government level in a lot of European capitals.
J&J is a new entry into vaccine nationalism because there have been hesitations here in the United States over a rare symptom that is shown up and led to tragedy in some instances. But we're talking about millions of people. Last time I read our statistic, and they're changing all the time, 78 million American citizens have received both doses or one dose necessary of the J&J. That dwarfs anything in the European Union, dwarfs it. And Joe, this is a matter of what they concern themselves with, which is recovery. We're going to talk about that. But you can't recover unless you get the vaccine into your citizens so people can travel this summer and bring tourism back to the Mediterranean basin in France. Do they see that logic?
Yes. I mean, I think certainly ordinary people see it. And I think that a lot of government officials actually understand this on some level, too. I think there is a great deal of a great sense of urgency and frustration about the failure of the vaccination program. But I think that the problem that they're running into is that, you know, the European bureaucracy has evolved to a point where everyone can see a problem, and yet they will find it very difficult to do anything about it. Because what they are finding is that even if top-level political officials understand that something needs to be something needs to be done about this, there is always some obscure office or department somewhere where it can go wrong. And so it can go wrong in the offices of national pharmaceutical safety regulators, who might decide on very questionable grounds that they want to put a halt on some of these vaccines. Something might go wrong in procurement offices where you have bureaucrats who are not experienced at negotiating the kind of contracts that they needed to do in order to buy enough doses of the vaccine earlier in the pandemic. And you know, that kind of bureaucratic fumbling and mistake will make it very difficult for the politicians to do what they say they want to do. And yet it's the politicians themselves who created all of this bureaucracy because they thought that it was the right way to run the European Union. So, you know, that is a bad miscalculation now, and unfortunately it's one with very serious consequences.
Joseph Sternberg, he's a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. We're going to turn to the recovery, such as it is in Europe and such as it is in the United States when we come back, always looking for the inflation monster. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.